Well, my understanding is that the prosecutors have made an arrangement for Weldon Angelos to be released. And the overarching point is obviously, I think that's very good news for Mr. Angelos personally. The larger issue, though, is I think we need to come up with systemic reform. The kinds of cases that Weldon Angelos exemplifies need to be dealt with, not just on an ad hoc, one at a time, look at specific facts kind of arrangement. They need to be dealt with generally across the system.
Is there room for, I guess, in your mind, congressional action or even executive action, some mixture of both maybe, in preventing, and I think this is what you're getting at, in preventing these kinds of situations from developing in the first place?
Yes. Members of Congress, including Senators Hatch and Lee, have been looking at ways of changing the law to make sure that the kind of injustice that occurred in the Weldon Angelos case don't occur in other cases. So I'm hopeful that Congress will move forward with those reforms soon, and that future Weldon Angelos won't have to rely on the sort of serendipitous relief that was available here.
The White House, even just today, put out some press information highlighting 42 individuals whom the president had granted commutations to in very similar cases in some circumstances. You know, the fact that Weldon wasn't among those isn't necessarily, I guess, stopping the White House from saying, hey, look, this is what we're doing. You know, the president has commuted more of these kinds of sentences than anybody prior. You had personally been invested in reaching out to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, what's going through your mind in terms of just, you know, do you feel like the Angelos case would have received attention from the White House, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, prosecutors, of course, are ultimately responsible to the Attorney General and then to the President of the United States when they work in the federal system. So there are various routes to the same destination, and it looks like the destination here was achieved without a commutation from the President.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. I mean, you put your name out there, though, in sending that letter, and so obviously that's why I reached out to you, just knowing
sure.
Your involvement with the case. On a personal level, how do you feel? I mean, is it gratifying in this particular case for you?
Yeah, the Weldon Angelos case was one of the most troubling cases I handled when I was a federal judge, and so I'm glad to see that justice has finally been served here and the sentence has been shortened to something that is more commensurate with the crime that was committed.
Which is, I guess, an important point. I mean, it's not to say that there was not a crime that was committed here, but it's making sure that the penalty is in line with the severity of that crime.
That's right. For our federal criminal justice system to have credibility, the penalties associated with the crimes have to be proportionate. And that was the big problem in the Angelos case. It was completely out of proportion to the crime that was committed to sentence him to 55 years.
Okay, very good. Any other thoughts about what's happened today that you'd like to add I didn't think to ask?
Well, there are other folks like Weldon Angelos who are incarcerated right now. So
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that Congress will look at systemic reform in the area and try to make sure that these kinds of injustices don't occur in the future.